The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 3rd, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivishakam Ritamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine So, our first birth is from our mother and father. But to get that first birth is not any extraordinary qualification. The dogs, cats, and monkeys also get such a birth. So simply to be born, first birth, and that without any second birth, is no better than dog, cat, or monkey. But if one can get second birth, dvija. Dvi means second, and ja means birth. If one can get second birth, then they become human being. Without that second birth, simply animal, that's all. So that second birth comes by the Guru and Vedas. Guru is the father, and Vedas are the mother. So this is the Vedic civilization. To enter into Vedic civilization means to get second birth. Therefore, in this Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada introduced initiation. Second birth. He described it in one lecture he gave in Los Angeles on 5 January 1974. He said, deathlessness begins from the day of initiation. As soon as you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, your point of deathlessness begins immediately. But it's not automatic. You have to follow the orders you receive from your spiritual master. And what are the orders that one accepts at initiation?
Just
So you chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. And to strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. So if one takes the initiation and he very seriously follows the vows he has taken, then from that very moment the devotee enters into his eternal identity. Previously we were servants of Maya. But when one comes to the point of taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, he gets a divorce from Maya. Maya, we're breaking up, I'm cutting off my relationship with you. And now I belong to Krishna. And nobody but Krishna. Along with chanting the 16 rounds, we are also meant to become perfect in that chanting. Chanting Hare Krishna is a science. It is so scientific that there are actually what are called the 10 nam aparads. Offenses that one can commit while chanting Hare Krishna. Now I kindly note, this does not only apply to while you're actually chanting the beads. It also applies to what you're doing when you're not chanting on the beads. In other words, your whole 24 hours is a part of this process. Srila Prabhupada wanted that these 10 offenses could be discussed when the initiation lectures are given. So in obedience to Srila Prabhupada, I will now discuss these 10 offenses. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. This means we must have all respect for the devotees. We must not have negative attitude towards the devotees. The second offense is to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Just like in India, they say all the gods are the same. You can chant Shiva, Shiga, Durga, Durva. We even met one man who was worshipping the cartoon character, Dennis the Menace. I'm serious, he actually had a deity of Dennis the Menace. And he thought he had achieved the perfection of Brahman realization because he could worship Bhupuja for Dennis the Menace. So this idea that all the gods are the same is nama-parad. Krishna is the supreme. The demigods are simply his empowered assistants. That's all they are. They're not God. The third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. This means you have to take the order of your spiritual master as your life and soul.
dvasinį mokymo rodymą jūs priimate kaip savo gyvenimo sielą.
Whatever instruction he gives you, you must work with that instruction and try your best to carry it out. Just like Srila Prabhupada was given the order to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. He could not understand how he could possibly do that. But he knew, I've gotten this order from my spiritual master, so I must try to do it somehow or other. The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. The fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be an imagination. In other words, you should not think this is some sales pitch that Prabhupada gave us. It is not really that powerful of just a, you know, a bunch of hype really about the holy name. I can guarantee you the holy names are more powerful and more potent than we can even conceive of in our wildest dreams.
Bet aš galiu garantuoti, kad šventas vardas turi daugiau galios ir potencijos, negu jūs galite įsivaizduoti savo.
There is absolutely no limit to the potency of the holy name.
Nėra jokio apribojimo švento vardo galiai.
There is absolutely no limit to how much the holy name can elevate your consciousness. How can I say that? Because the holy name and Krishna are one and the same. The sixth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name. This is the pastime of the Sanskrit scholars. Krishna means black. And black means ignorance. Therefore, Krishna means ignorance. That is their ignorance. So don't follow the footsteps of these mundane scholars who give some mundane interpretation on the holy name. The seventh aparad is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Somebody may think, well, you know, I really wanted to get drunk last night, so I'm going to chant some extra rounds this morning to make up for my offense. You can't do that kind of a thing with the holy name. That's very simple. The eighth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna. It's one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities. This means to chant the Hare Krishna mantra for some material benefit. Well, you know, my kids are going for their final exams today. So I'm chanting some extra rounds so they can get some good marks in their exams. Don't do this kind of nonsense. The holy name is not your servant to fulfill your desires for material success. And the ninth offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Well, what does that mean? It means I shouldn't preach. I shouldn't go out on Sankirtan. Just stay back and eat chapatis and
Tiesiog pasislėpti ir valgyti čia pačius.
Because I don't want to commit the ninth offense.
Nes aš bijau devinto žaidimo.
No, it means you have to preach intelligently. And this means if you preach in such a way that people make offense, then yeah, it's your mistake and your offense. This means the preacher has to be the expert judge of time, place, and circumstance.
You have to
speak according to the individual person that you're speaking to. Don't be a mantra spouting
robot.
Be a sensitive human being. Try to understand the mood of your audience. And present Krishna in such a way that they go, wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
You see? And then you won't commit the ninth offense. Ten is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names. And to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. That means you have to have complete faith in the name. But if I simply absorb myself in chanting the name of Krishna, that's all I need to be happy.
Jeigu aš pilnai pasinersiu iš švento vardo kartuojama, tai yra viskas, ko man reikia, kad aš būčiau laimingas.
This way you have to have complete faith in the name.
Tokiu būdu jūs turite turėti pilną tikėjimą iš švento vardo.
And it's also mentioned you should not be inattentive while you're chanting the holy name.
Taip pat yra pasakyta, kad reikia būti dėmesingam kartuojant švento vardo.
We have discussed previously the different types of inattention. Radar japa.
Radaro japa.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Radar japa.
Radaro japa.
And then there's jabber japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, how you doing, Prabhu? Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. What's for prasadam? Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Like that. That's, don't do jabber japa. You see. And then during World War II, the World War II dive bombers, you see, they would fly at a very high altitude beyond the range of the artillery. And they wanted to drop their bombs, they would come in and they would drop the bomb and they go off again, you see.
Metu buvo tokie lietuviai, kurie skrisdavo labai aukštai ir nepasiekdavo tikslas staigiai, nusileisdavo, mesdavo bombas ir vėl krūdavo
aukštyn.
Tai yra tokia džapa, kur kaip tie lietuvnešiai.
Ar jie kažnėlis nesąjo? Jam dėl daipa man džapa.
Tokia džapa irgi nevarėjo.
If you're sleepy, stand up.
Jeigu įmą mėgas, tai stokit.
And if you're still sleepy, walk back and forth.
Jeigu visi vieno mėgas, tai vaikščiai.
And if you're still sleepy, go take rest.
Ir jeigu visi vieno mėgas, tai pailsėk.
No, your japa is not a nap time.
Jūsų japa, tai nėra miego laikas.
It's a problem that many of us have.
Tai didelė problema, kurią daug kas turi.
If we stay up late, we get up early.
Jeigu vėlai gulamės, mes tik keliamės.
We have to really avoid that dive bomber.
Bet mes turime išvengti šitos smiginėjančios džapos.
So in this way, if we can chant seriously the Hare Krishna mantra,
taigi, jeigu rimtai galim kartu Hare Krishna mantra,
faithfully serve our spiritual master,
su tikėjimu tarnauti savo dvasinį mokytoją,
then, from the very moment you got your deeds,
tad nuo pat tos akimirkos, kai gavote savo karolius,
you have entered into your eternal identity.
Grįžtate į savo amžinę tapatybę kaip Krišnos tarnas.
So now we will continue with the initiation ceremony.
Tad mes dabar tęsime su iniciacijos ceremonija.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.